Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Mark.
And we're discussing creepy men. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who would describe me as a creepy man. I've encountered them, in fact.
Okay.
Largely on the internet, but it's all a matter of perspective, as we were talking about before. So what exactly is a creepy person? I don't want to say creepy man, because in theory, I guess women could be creepy too, but have either of you ever been creeped out by a woman?
Yes.
Well, okay, so I have felt threatened, but not like sort of physically threatened, just sort of my way of being is going to be altered here if I don't get out of this situation.
Okay.
You know, like perhaps she doesn't understand boundaries in a sort of
that's what I would characterize as
sense.
Creepiness is that the person exhibits some sort of behavior or just puts off a vibe that they won't respect one's boundaries.
So you can define it as creepy if you wish. I kind of reserve creepy as feeling physically threatened also. Now, I feel like a lot of people in this world, probably a lot of women, are a little hypervigilant when it comes to, because, I mean, honestly, women have to live in a world where they're walking around and every other person is, you know, dominating, physically dominating to them. I don't live in that world. I live in a world where very few of the people in it are physically dominating to me. There's just not that many of them that can, you know, with being 6 foot tall, knowing jujitsu, being able to fight, being 200 pounds, all these things kind of come together where I don't walk around being physically scared. Sometimes I am. Every once in a while I'll run across some guy that is a, you know, terrifying guy who's drunk and, you know, a few things like that. And then, yeah, I mean, but that's, you know, that's just physically threatened.
Now, you seem to be using creep or creepy as a synonym for scary or intimidating.
All right. So I think that, yeah, I think so. I think a person's got to appear as though there's some kind of threat, right? They're interested in you, as opposed to...
See, I find them to be mutually exclusive.
Okay.
At least in broad strokes, I would say. I don't know if I would want to say they're always mutually exclusive, but I would say that a creepy person is creepy because they want to do a thing, or because their behavior suggests they would want to do a thing, while an intimidating or scary person is someone who would do a thing, right? So a creepy person is the one who sends you the messages about violating you, and the scary person is the one who actually makes the plan to violate you.
All right.
But some people, when they get a message saying, you know, from some dude who's like, hey, little girl, I'm going to do whatever to you, that scares the hell out of them.
Yes.
You know, especially when, because, you know.
I would say they're degrees of the same behavior, is how I would actually put it. Not that they're mutually exclusive, but creepy is the last step before you get to legitimately scary, is how I think I would define it. But let's see what the article has to say. Biologically, being grossed out by, for example, the idea of ingesting feces makes sense.
Right, that's what.
Why would they go to that example, though?
That's disgusting. Well, they're trying to show what disgusting is.
It keeps us from getting ill.
That's disgusting.
Yes. So feeling creeped out by a person or a social situation, however, is less straightforward. Creepiness is different from disgust in that it refers to a feeling of unease in the face of social liminality, particularly where sex and death are involved. We become uncomfortable when events don't easily fit our expectations or when they transgress social rules. In a 2016 study, the psychologist Francis McAndrew and some other person at Knox College concluded that creepiness is anxiety aroused by the ambiguity of whether there is something to fear or not.
Okay.
And by the ambiguity of the precise nature of the threat.
Of what is, yeah, so creepiness is a feeling of not knowing what's
yes.
going on. Okay.
Emotionally, creepiness helps us externalize our...
A lot of people, a lot of women, describe creepiness as some guy coming on to them one time and they're unwelcome, right?
I don't know that it's fair to say that...
I'm not saying it's fair. As in fact, I would make the case that it is not.
No, I don't think it's fair to say that women say that.
Okay.
Maybe some women, sure.
I said some people... A lot of them women. If okay. I didn't say that, as was with my, I was intending
you
to...
You may have, in fact, said those exact words.
I think
words.
Most people who use the term creepy tend to be women, and that is now trickling down in the nomenclature. My big problem with creepy is the term, is that it is undefined, unregulated, and basically it costs people nothing to say it, but is extraordinarily expensive if it's said about you.
There's a broad spectrum when it comes to the term creepy, best I can tell.
Indeed. There's really no good definition for it.
So feeling creeped out justifies artists... Well, they just gave us a pretty good definition of it. It's anxiety aroused by the ambiguity of whether or not there is something to fear.
And, oh, so like when a cop comes behind you and starts tailgating you?
Oh, yeah, that's creepy.
Right.
Right?
That's terrifying is what that is.
Yes. Oh. But it's ambiguous, and the creepy factor comes in because you don't know whether or not they're going to pull you over.
Right.
I mean,
they don't have their lights on, yeah.
I mean, they're going to, in my experience. I mean, once they start tailgating you, oh, yeah, you've been marked.
Oh, and I'm ready for it. Cell 411's just got to push the button.
Feeling creeped out justifies our decision to shut down rather than undertake the task of analyzing ambiguously threatening situations. It is a form of cognitive paralysis indicating that we are unsure how to proceed. I don't think that's entirely true. I've seen lots of people, women in particular, extract themselves from creepy situations and from creepy men.
Maybe they don't mean cognitive paralysis, meaning you can't do anything. I don't know why they would choose that term, but... You can't think.
But, I mean, it's not... If somebody is creeped out and they're having this emotional response to a situation or to a person, you can't really expect them in that moment to analyze the situation to determine whether or not they're in danger. I mean, humans are designed not to stand there going, I think this vehicle flying toward me at 50 miles per hour may not actually hit me. I'm going to analyze this situation to determine whether or not I'm actually in danger.
And I think that's the human nature aspect of it. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I just don't know how to address it and go any further is because you're dealing with people who, like I said, women, have every right to feel threatened. And...
Well, creepiness.
They're determining whether they feel threatened or not.
Yes, and they're creepy, and they use the label of creepy for anyone who can create that ambiguous. I've never made a woman feel threatened. You know, I'm pretty
that you're
sure
aware of, right?
I'm sure I have
made her feel threatened, like you were going to do her harm.
Yeah. Just by being who I am, sure.
I know I did.
I had.
But you didn't cause that. I mean, she caused that.
All right.
By what I mean is you never implied that you would harm a woman,
intentionally or knowingly.
You're going to go out to the bar with me, and we're going to get some drinks, and we're going back to your place, or I'm just going to take you to my place and beat you to death.
Not intentionally or knowingly, no.
Right.
But I certainly could have said something to somebody whom, you know, not coming to the top of my head right now, that they interpreted as, threatening.
Okay, fair point.
Right. Like, the thing is that come-ons, you know, when you're the gender, or what am I supposed to say, sex? I'm not sure. When you're the person that's supposed to make the come-on, not the person who's supposed to receive the come-on, you know, you've got to come up with something on the spot. Sometimes when you come up with that thing, it could sound threatening, it could sound lame, it could sound a whole variety of things.
Sure.
There's a free stater who is going around telling people that I've threatened her with violence. And the people she's told it to have reported to me, and they've laughed about it. I mean, her credibility is pretty poor within the Free State Project and in people who know her. But I don't know where this happened. Maybe she'll call in. She knows who she is. I doubt she's listening, though.
Well, have you ever been creeped out by Jay or by anyone else? Give us a call. Let us know. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and And Mark.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business. Talk to the owners, get them to accept cryptocurrency and all of that, and tell them that you did so at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com, because AnyPay is going to pay ongoing commissions for signing up businesses to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Every sale, you get this commission. So it's instant. There is no waiting for weeks or months or whatever for your payout. It works with both Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Again, check it out at AnyPayInc.com. So we've been talking about creepiness and what is and isn't creepy.
Before we go on, I'd like to say that the AnyPay app is now back in the Play Store for Android, named AnyPay Cash Register. There were some problems with naming and logos, and there were some other things out there, Chinese knockoffs or whatever, that were looking very similar. Not so much now. AnyPay Cash Register.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
So conventional wisdom tells us to trust our gut. But researchers say that our gut is concerned more with regulating the boundaries of social mores than keeping us safe.
Right.
I don't know if I can agree with that or not. I really have to look more into the study that they're about to refer to.
Yeah, who are they studying?
I mean, if trusting your gut doesn't keep you safe, that's kind of an evolutionary problem. And on, you know, the average scale over eons, it will solve itself.
Well, I mean, you can be safe and still be marginalizing somebody for behavior that is just a violation of a more, right?
I guess, but I guess sociologically speaking, the reason those mores exist is to not cause creepiness, right? The reason it's wrong to walk up to someone.
It's against the more for you to walk around, frankly. I mean, you know, here you are, what, 6'2"? And bright red hair, in a skirt, and sexually ambiguous, right?
Sure.
Does that sound right? I'm not trying to be mean here. You know, I mean, there are lots of people that are just, they're offended by you walking into the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right?
Screw them.
Well, I'm with you. Like, you gotta be you. I gotta be me, right? Whatever that is, that's not me. But right. Just because it's not me doesn't mean it's not you, and you do you. I'm just here to get a shrimp ring, right? You know, like, I don't care.
Right.
So, you know, that's... I don't like mores because people use them as ways to marginalize people quickly, easily, and effectively.
But the purpose of the creepiness and the gut feeling and the intimidation factor, the fight-or-flight response, the fear, all of that is because some group of people, some percentage of a certain group of people tend to exhibit characteristics or behavior that is threatening or intimidating, whether they mean to or not.
I think I creeped a girl out, two girls out, actually, last night.
Really?
I was going to plow a driveway, and there's this little parking area, like kind of a community, like, you know, park and ride thing. It's just a dirt parking lot at an intersection in Ware, New Hampshire. And a girl had her car parked there, not good tires on it, and the snow was really heavy. I mean, it was, you know, sleet, rain, snow, sleet, rain for like 2 days. And so the snowbank was pushed like right up against the front of her car as the guy plowed this parking lot, and she just couldn't get out. So I'm driving by, and I got I open carry pretty much every time I go into Manchester and work. I carry either open or concealed, because it's, you know, there's crackheads.
Yeah.
And when you open carry and crackheads walk down the street, they go to the other side of the street. And so it's pretty convenient. You know, I don't have to, you know, when I'm working there. So I have my gun, it's the drop leg, and I get out of the truck, and I grab my shovel, and I walk over. And they just look at me, and they look at the gun, and they all take, like, 3 steps back. And they go, well...
Maybe they were crackheads.
No. These were two young teenage girls and a boy.
Uh-huh.
And there was one... They had dropped one... one car was there. They had dropped off one of the girls to get her car, because they had carpooled somewhere. And I'm like, hey, it's New Hampshire. You need to carry a shovel in your car with you. Just get a little camping shovel at Walmart for $5. And I shovel the car out, and I helped them out. And, they're all happy. And the girl goes, you having that gun scared me, but you seem like a nice man. And I go,
you should leave the city sometime.
Well, this wasn't in a city. This was in Ware, New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, this is out in the woods. And I said, well, you should Google, Texas man.
Well, even so,
man.
You didn't creep her out. The gun did.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
guess
probably
so.
Because a lifetime of watching media that calls her to be creeped out by, guns.
Right.
So yes. I told her about this shooting in Texas where, some bad guy walked into a place to go do what would probably do a mass shooting. And because there was a man there with a gun that was a good guy, they stopped him. And she's like, oh, I didn't hear about that. I'm like, yeah, check it out. And I was just thinking about that because I knew I creeped out somebody recently. When did this happen?
See, Mark, the difference, I think, with me going into a grocery store is that no one can rightly make the accusation that my presence in a skirt being 6'2 with bright red hair is threatening or intimidating.
I don't think the threatening or intimidating, no. I was talking about violations of mores.
Okay.
Mores as in but short for morals?
Yeah. Okay. Well... Yeah, I mean, it's pretty loose in norms and mores, and I don't know the difference between them. Probably it's more of a violation of a norm than it is of a more, but, then again, so is creepiness.
So in a 2017 Canadian study, female undergraduates were shown images of Caucasian male faces from three groups. Emotionally neutral faces taken from an image bank, images judged to be creepy in a pilot study, and images of criminals from America's Most Wanted. They were then asked to rate the faces according to creepiness, trustworthiness, and attractiveness. Across all three groups, there was a strong correlation between faces that participants considered trustworthy and attractive, and in some instances, general attractiveness was negatively correlated with judgments of creepiness. So the more attractive a person was, to go back to what you were saying, the less creepy they were.
And more trustworthy they were.
Yes. Which isn't altogether surprising, but this study itself, I don't know how indicative it really is of how people behave, because most people don't browse faces on the internet and go, oh yeah, I would totally marry this person and spend my life with them. Just look at their face. They're so trustworthy.
Yeah.
Right? That's a really superficial assessment.
I have to agree with it, and it's because I believe myself to hold this particular privilege, the privilege of being attractive. Now, I don't use that term too often. I believe privilege should be reserved for people who are, basically attractiveness, intelligence, and wealth, that those are the only real privileges out there. But I consider myself to be attractive, and I haven't done so bad. I've collected some evidence, right? At some point...
I don't know many people who don't consider themselves attractive.
How many of them are convicted murderers?
I don't know.
Not many. So...
I would say that most convicted murderers, however, do believe themselves to be attractive.
I would say that most men consider themselves to be attractive.
I'm going to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to the Ukraine because of violence at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran has been the problem and it's getting stronger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
2020 Democratic presidential candidates are in New Hampshire on this New Year's Day. This has word that Andrew Yang's presidential campaign raised over $4 million in the final week of December as the entrepreneur works to break out of the 2020 primary field's middle tier.
I see that if we continue to confuse economic value and human value, we are going to lose on an epic, catastrophic scale.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
And Mark.
LibertyCon is a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You'll hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods and co-founder of it, who will speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who has a Nobel Prize in economics and is going to speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert. Nassim Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker. There's so much more. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Again, that's LibertyCon.com. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis, save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Now, there's a bunch of creepy people in Washington, D.C., for sure, working in the Senate building, whatever they call it.
All of them. I mean, the District of Criminals should be called District of Creeps, actually, I think.
I mean, that is where they have Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who said that he didn't say he was willing to have sex with someone who was his daughter, but he did essentially admit that he was sexually attracted to his daughter.
Well, I mean, if she wasn't my daughter, I think is what the statement was. I mean,
something along those lines.
If she wasn't my sister, if she wasn't my, I've heard a lot of people say she wasn't my cousin, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And he's just,
yeah, but daughter, that's a bit different, I would say.
There's a lot more reasons to pick on Trump than saying that. Like, he has ordered that a lot of people just die in the Middle East.
I mean, certainly, but we're talking about creepiness, and as far as creepy behavior goes, being willing to just uttering the statement, if she wasn't my daughter.
All right, so I get that there was I can't remember what the singer was, but some singer some time ago's father said something like, you know, she's got C cups, of course she's hot, or something like that, right? And it seems like...
Sounds like Miley Cyrus. That would be
I think it was previous to that. Okay. She was tall and blonde. I'm not very good at, with my entertainment trivia. So, I mean... I think it's a difficult... I'll never have to be in this situation, right? I've got a young son, so I don't know what this is like. But, you know, what it must be like for the father of an attractive woman. And, obviously, somebody's going to ask you questions because these entertainment reporters have nothing better to do than chase everybody around. And, I mean, you know, I don't think Trump necessarily volunteered this stuff, but, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Stupid response.
It's a flippant response that gets made a big deal of because, well, everything that Trump says is a big deal now.
And it's one of the only things they could pick on him about, because they won't pick on him about...
He's certainly a lecher. I mean, you know, no doubt he's been through plenty. But, you know, turns out powerful men throughout history have been, a little more likely that lechers are willing to move up the power structure.
So getting back to this Canadian study, evidently the faces that were taken from America's Most Wanted were not rated as significantly more creepy than the neutral group, which is pretty much exactly what I would expect. Do they think that there is some facial recognition software built into the human brain where we can look at someone and say, oh yeah, that guy's probably a criminal? Right, because that's what they seem to be implying that they expected.
Well, I do think we have that, that we are highly developed for determining who the other is. So we're a small group primate, you know, for whatever that means. Science has determined humans are a small group primate. You can get all upset about that if you want. So, right, that's small group. So everybody who's not in the group is out of the group. They are an other. And, yeah, we can tell by sort of smell and look and these sorts of things, who's in the in-group and who's out of the in-group, whatever our particular in-group is. And so, I mean, are we good at telling whether a person is bad or not? No. But we are good at telling whether or not they're part of our group or not part of our group, whatever group we've created for ourselves.
Sure. But they seem to be...
And everybody who's not in our group is bad by default, if you're a small group primate, because bands of small group primates war or battled all the time. They'd come and they'd steal each other's women, their resources, and these kind of things. So, yes, I would say that, we are highly developed in this area.
I personally think of it the opposite way.
Well, what they're suggesting is that they expected the women to look at the pictures of the men from America's Most Wanted and rate them as significantly more creepy than just random other pictures of men.
Right.
And that's very different from detecting otherness or whatever, because one of those criminals
Yes.
can be in your in-group, whether
Right.
they're a criminal or not.
Right. And you will make every excuse in the world for somebody who's in your in-group who's caught doing something bad. And so...
Happens all the time.
I'm not saying bad as in... a moral equivalency to bad. I'm talking about bad in your mind as bad.
Okay, so a bad as
a
moral
perception.
Equivalency. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that humans aren't necessarily good at looking at people and determining whether somebody is evil,
right.
But they are good at determining whether somebody is in or out of their particular social group. And anybody who's out of their social group is, to their mind, before they've been tested, bad.
Okay.
And dangerous.
So my social group, or my business group for years was people in the horse business. And I worked with a lot of women. And my observation throughout life has pretty much been, especially these really good-looking horse women, and I'm saying horse women because, you know, it's the industry I was in, they are a lot more likely to take advantage of a guy for some financial gain or whatever than some, like, not attractive horsewomen.
Now, do men have a term for women who do that? Because, I mean...
Gold digger?
I'm talking more like, I'm going to show up and, you know, this one particular pretty hot blonde that I used to sell a lot of hay to,
uh-huh.
was always just really difficult to get paid from, and a lot, and always had, like, you know, some reason, and like, you know, whatever. She was just always difficult. And then a few other people, women I dealt with that were very attractive. It seems like the most attractive ones were generally the most difficult to deal with because, well, they've just been able to get away with it.
Just doors will open.
Difficult, right. a lot. And it actually got to the point to where, like, I'm like, I show up, one lady is brand new customer, and she's like a 10. She's hot, and I'm like, oh, man. She's gonna be. This is gonna be difficult. I almost wanted to just leave, but actually, she was fine. There was no issues. Great customer, and I can remember, like, just, and then there was these other women that were, you know, like, one of my guys helped me. Oh, she's about as good looking as ditch water, he says to me, and I go, she's a good lady. She always pays. She's super honest. There's no BS. Definitely, I kind of got a little prejudice against, you know, these really hot horse broads because they were difficult. Most times they were difficult.
Now, the only kind of person I've ever seen just, like, jump to the front of a line at a bar is a insanely attractive woman. I've never seen a man do that. I've only ever seen insanely hot women do it. And it goes back to what you were saying, which is why I wondered whether or not you had a term for it. For these types
spoiled.
Of entitled, spoiled. There we go. Spoiled is to women as creepy is to men.
All right.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, I don't know of too many men who can be fairly described as spoiled, nor too many women who can be fairly described as creepy. But it goes the other way in alarming quantities.
Well, I would, you know, my first caveat would be that the vast majority of women do not fit in this category for me.
Well, the vast majority of men are also not creepy.
I don't know. I think that a lot of men have been called creepy.
Even if they're not meaning to be creepy, creepiness, you know, works its way out there for some girls.
So creepiness just kind of creeps in?
Yeah, creeps in.
More about this. Unkempt and dirty men, evidently, and men with abnormal facial features were more likely to be rated creepy. So it does sound like a just physical attractiveness thing. 855-450-3733, 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw it directly to your bank account. There is no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be available in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project. .org. Now, we've been talking about creepy people, creepy behavior in general, but before we get further into the article, let's go to the phones. We've got Luffy calling. Luffy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, you three. I hope you're all doing well in this Happy New Year to you all. And I'm sorry to go off topic, but I do believe, before I go off topic, I think James from Arizona is about the creepiest person I think I've ever heard in my life. But anyway... So I've got a problem, and I'm hoping that the three of you, and I'm probably going to get an answer from Jay on this, because I bet you Jay has got the brains on this one the most. Not that you all don't have other brains. You guys are all brilliant. I appreciate you very much. But I've got a friend who tells me, you know, Trump is such a great guy. He's gotten rid of the second central bank. He's going to get rid of the Fed. And I'm like... And I'm thinking, I go to this thing in my head where, oh yeah, this is the 4D chess thing, you know. I don't believe in Trump, Clinton, Obama. I don't believe in any of these presidential people. I think all politicians are creepy, with the exception of one guy ever, who was Ron Paul. Maybe Mike Gravel at that point in time, but, you know, he had some lessons to learn, and nobody knows who the heck he is. But anyway, you know, maybe I'm out of touch on this, but what is it that makes people think
that this guy who's filed bankruptcy, I don't know how many times, has ripped off more people than you can ever imagine to get to where he is financially. How can you possibly think that Trump gives one piece of any care about any of you people? These people seek power. There's an old Henry Ford quote that's I'm going to botch it, but it's something like this. We see the world as we are, not as it is. And when I heard that, that kind of was life-changing for me because see these people as power-seeking, hungry now, and I can understand it because that's not what I am, and that's what not what any of you are. What is it that makes people defy logic and reason and believe in these leaders and think that somebody like Trump is going to actually care about them? Is it this? I don't know if it's this greater good image. I don't know what it is. And how do I talk to these people? I feel like I'm out of words. I'm like, I just get so stunned that they can even believe this. And these are people I respect and who exercise all kinds of caution, but you know, they're very reasonable people. And then all of a sudden, this is completely unreasonable. They think he's going to do something good for them. How can they possibly say this anyway? Anyway, that's about
the Trump
it. For
worship.
Now.
Why do people worship Trump? Well, I would say it's a, well. Why do they? The same reason that a bunch of people worshipped Obama. You know, I would first off 15,000 hours of you know, school indoctrination, brainwashing. It doesn't help with just fluoride in the water and you know all kinds of other things, kind of dumbing you down.
Yeah, but Jay, we say that to these people, and they look at us like we got six heads.
Oh yeah,
they don't
right. You are right. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, there are people that are such diehard Republicans that if Adolf Hitler was reincarnated and won the Republican nomination, I mean, they would get swastika tattoos immediately because they are just such diehard Republicans. And then you got people who are such diehard Democrats, same exact thing. I know
well, wasn't,
a whole bunch
of them.
Wasn't
the Nazi movement, wasn't that actually a left movement anyway?
Depends on who you're, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't
National Socialist.
Right. Yeah, left and right is just a bunch of people who are divided and conquered, as I see. But yes,
yeah,
their own psychologically, their own philosophically, their own mentally, their own.
I mean, your question ultimately is, how do you convince a delusional, insane person that they are delusional and insane?
Yes, and how do I convince somebody? He's going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Are you kidding me? He's a populist. He's saying these things because he's a salesman.
Facts don't matter to them. I mean, they're delusional. They believe what they're going to believe, regardless of the facts you put out in front of them.
Yes, but facts have to matter to these people. They're important. You know? But anyway, maybe it's not mattering to me right now.
I think that... you know, so people see the benefit, whatever the benefit they perceive, of having their particular politician win. And in order to get you to perceive the benefits, they're going to try to say things that get you to, you know, like their guy so that their guy's going to win, whomever their guy might be. They'll say whatever it takes. And you can watch it on the campaign trail over and over again. I mean, it just keeps happening. All I'd say is that, you know, this all comes back from the lineage of the state being an organization that claims the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in given landmass. I mean, the state originally was just a bunch of robbers that didn't feel like traveling around and getting chased. So they stayed in one spot and began to extract stuff from people by protecting them from the other robbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've developed all kinds of systems.
Yeah, the most
like looking
resilient.
Like dad, basically.
Yeah, the most resilient was the religious system. We're like, we're doing this for your own benefit. Oh, and by the way, we're omnipotent and benevolent.
I don't want your benefits. That's what I told the state. And, you know, for Trump, for example, like, even when Trump was going to run for president, my problem with Trump is I knew I had a customer that owned property in New Jersey that was a horse stable that actually got took in eminent domain for a parking lot for one of Trump's buildings.
Oh, that's
frustrating. She lost her horse stable. And
so I'm assuming she was not a Trump supporter at this point.
No. And this happened, like, and actually she was a good friend of my dad's. I was a little kid when this happened, this whole, like, stealing the property. But, you know, he was using the force and violence of government when he was in the private sector.
Oh, yeah, he always has been.
just through eminent domain. I mean, you know, and like, let's even say we're a constitutionalist and eminent domain's okay. We're not talking about like power lines or a road or something for the public good. This
right.
was a parking lot for one of
public
his
use versus
buildings.
Public good. So you like they can say whatever they want that is a public good, but in fact for the public use is very specific. So power lines, public use. You know, city parking lot,
but
public use.
But would it not
use.
Be better for the power company to pay you for your land?
Well, they, in eminent domain, they pay you. They pay you whatever they think is the going rate.
Yeah,
what
but
would
I mean,
be better,
if you don't want to sell, let me put it that
what
way.
What would be better is that if it's so important that the government take the land, you know, first some states have passed laws that says they just can't. You just can't do eminent domain or whatever. But here's the best way, I think. If it's so important, pay double the assessed rate. Go, you know, double the rate of the evaluation by an independent third-party evaluator. Pay double that rate, and if then determine whether or not you need that land. Because then you're going to deal with people who are a little bit more like, well, I'm glad they took my land.
See, I don't even know about that. I think it would be up to the person who owns the land
sure.
to state their value.
Agreed. But if you believe that eminent domain is necessary,
okay.
I don't believe it's necessary. In fact, auction
no, it's
theory...
it's immoral.
Auction theory preempts it. Well, I'm not talking about immoral. I'm talking about necessary. Auction theory preempts it. So,
well, nothing immoral is necessary.
That's okay, we can have that conversation. There are two lines. There, you know, there's point A and point B.
Okay.
You can draw three lines between point A and point B, the straight line, and then two lines that are close to straight but go through other properties. Is all you do is take lines A, B, and C, make offers to everybody who's along those lines. I'm presuming you're putting in a road, right?
Okay.
And say to each of those people, look, here's the offer on your property. You can sell. We're making an offer, but the offer is contingent on everybody along A, B, or C selling. And, you know, at that point you have, you know, bidding and auction, the whole thing. You're not going to have people necessarily wanting to, you know, the people that don't want to sell don't have to. But somebody along lines B and C may very well do it. At that point, you're fine. So
what about in the scenario where everybody along point A wants to sell except one person?
Then it doesn't sell. I mean, I guess they can put some pressure on them, but that's about
the whole point.
I don't even
this.
Think they should use pressure. I think they should be like, okay, well, all of your other neighbors agreed to this, and now you've changed your mind. Okay, that's your right. We don't agree, but that's your right. So we'll pay you $1 million over asking price or whatever, you know?
Well, then everybody
those
else is going to want $1 million over asking
well,
price.
They should have stuck out.
Well, then they're going to feel cheated, and they're going to go to the news and talk.
Good point. 855-450-3733, talking about eminent domain. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.